Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, the very funny Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec.
Jodie's letting us name her baby.
Oh, the poor thing. And Perth celebs Tracy Vo and Damian Martin join us in the studio.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
We did catch up recently with the very funny man, Nick Offerman.
He is a funny dude.
Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. Some great movie roles, including Fargo and The Founder. We caught up with him, of course, ahead of his show here in Perth. Now, he's going to be playing Crowd Theatre on the 5th of June. Tickets from ticketmaster.com.au. And we said, good morning, Nick Offerman. The man himself.
Good morning. I hope you're having your coffee.
We have to. We absolutely have to. Now, Nick, we're so looking forward to you coming to Perth again for a show. And your new show challenges us to rise above the channels of consumerism. What's the thing that you have wasted the most money on in your life?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. I mean, I really have a farmer's mentality. I don't waste much, but I have learned when I get a good acting paycheck for years, as long as I've had my wood shop, which is 20 years, I learned the lesson that instead of my friends would go and buy, of course, an enormous bag of cocaine.
Of course.
And so every good acting job, I would buy a new machine for my woodworking shop, a table saw, a bandsaw, and I'm really glad that I did that because all these years later, when those sort of hard drugs have fallen out of fashion for many reasons, very sound reasons, I still have my tools, and my friends, once they're out of rehab, come asking me for work.
Nick, we know that cultures have homogenized over the last two decades particularly, and we get a lot of American shows here. I think people are very savvy to American styles of comedy. But when you came here last time, and perhaps even before you came here, were you advised on an Australian sense of humor? And do you know what that is? And do you change your show at all?
Well, I guess not. I mean, I do a little homework. The main thing I was told is that Americans think they know everything about Australia, basically from watching Crocodile Dundee, reading stories about Russell Crowe. And so I wrote a song making fun of Americans, sort of boasting about how I know everything about Australia and then listing all the things that I'm wrong about. But I found, I mean, I was thrilled to be so far from home and find theaters full of hilarious, smart fans. It was quite surreal, actually, to come to the land down under and say, oh, you have some idea of what I do. We're going to have a lot of fun. And so I have a sort of dry sense of humor, and I can take a punch. It seems to go over pretty well.
It should be noted that Crocodile Dundee is considered a documentary here.
Understood.
Now, Nick, this week was National Love Your Pet Day, and I know you love your dogs. Are they quite spoiled?
Oh, my God. They run the house. They're in charge. We do everything that they ask of us. And Megan and I travel a lot, and so sometimes we're able to take our dogs with us. But we met later in life. We ended up not having kids, and so our dogs are then the recipients of all that familial love.
And Nick, you mentioned your wonderfully talented and funny wife, Megan Mullally. People might think that at your house it's just a laugh a minute. Is it, or do you sit around doing cryptic crosswords and whittling and doing that sort of stuff?
I mean, Megan is the funniest person I've ever met, but it's funny. People expect us to be Ron and Karen around the house, and thankfully, we're much more boring than that. We do make each other laugh all the time, but thankfully, she's not pounding martinis and popping pills.
Or doing cocaine with your friends. Hey, mate, before you go, you mentioned Crocodile Dundee. For 35 years, Paul Hogan's walked down streets around the world and copped, that's not a knife, that's a knife. What do you get when you walk down the street? Do people still yell out Ron from Parks and Rec days?
They do, which, you know, if you're in that boat, it's a pretty lucky problem to have. You know, people still say either something about the meat tornado or something about, probably the most popular is, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
That's great, man. We look forward to seeing you in June here in our hometown on the West Coast.
Thank you. Can't wait to get back.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Damian Martin from the Wildcats is with us ahead of the big grand final against Melbourne United tomorrow night. First game of the GF Are you nervous, mate? You okay?
No, I'm okay this far out, but ask me again about 2 minutes before tip-off and, yeah, it'll be a different answer.
Freaking out!
Oh, absolutely. Well, you've just had a new addition to your family. We've been talking, the subject of babies has been on the edge of our tongues, to be honest, the last 24 hours. Because we had a chat with Jody yesterday. We asked the question, didn't we, Matt, about what people would give us for a night at Crown.
A night at Crown. And, you know, people were massages, coffees. Yeah, okay, coffees. Yeah, great, great, great. Yeah. Then it comes along Jody from Baldivis.
Mm, and she said this.
Jody's in Baldivis. Jody, what are you going to give us for a stay at Crown?
Can't judge.
Hi, guys. I'd love to give you the naming rights to the baby that I'm carrying.
Oh, my God.
What?
Goodness.
Oh, here we go.
Stop it.
I mean,
24 hours ago.
That is a huge responsibility.
I mean, people get caught up in the moment. 24 hours has passed.
Yes.
True.
Husbands have been spoken to.
In Baldivis. Good morning, Jody. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Have you thought much about this over the past 24?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely spoken to the husband.
Yeah. What do you say?
Well, he's excited, worried,
right,
and looking forward to the journey that we're going to go on. So,
Jody, for those listening, your surname is Milan. Am I allowed? Oh, I have said it now.
Mallon.
Mallon. Okay, and where does that come from?
Obviously on my husband's side.
Yeah,
English.
Okay,
Irish, English.
Just trying to get it, you know. And Blaze will be the name of your little girl.
A little boy.
Little boy. Sorry, you're talking to me. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Joe. So when you broached the topic with your husband, did he look a little bit concerned about the fact that he didn't trust the Big Breakfast team?
No, he's a big fan of you guys.
Oh, that's all right.
So he's been listening to you guys for many, many years.
Right.
And everything like that. So he was kind of excited for that. He did stipulate that it can't have water and it's not allowed to be dew.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming Blaze, brought to you by the Big Breakfast Milan, is not going to fly either.
Or Pig Melon.
No.
No, exactly.
Well, Damo, what do you think?
I'm excited, because I'm easily caught up in the moment. And so for me, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And then in 5 years, we've got to bring you back and speak to your son and be like, so how's things at school?
Blaze isn't speaking to us anymore.
No. Especially when it's Blaze Kimber Melon.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You'll be honorary godparents.
Oh,
sure.
I love it. So we've got to. So you're up for this. You've got to work on some kind of name.
Definitely now, up for it.
It can't be Clairsy, Matt or Kimber.
No.
That's not going to work.
No.
No,
okay.
We have to have a nice ringtone and everything like that. But we're definitely open to it.
Right. Are you and your husband sort of more into the old-fashioned sorts of names or something a bit modern and you know, mashed up?
Well, look what we've gone. We've gone with Blaze.
Yeah,
so
true.
Right. Yeah. We're pretty open-minded people and everything. As long as it flows and it's nice and, you know, it's not like apple or pear or anything like that.
It'll be cool.
Might be good with melon at the end.
We've got a responsibility here to Blaze.
Hey, Joe, you probably weren't happy yet. We're going to keep working on this. We're not going to let you go on this.
That would be awesome.
You probably felt a bit bummed yesterday because we weren't really taking you seriously enough.
Sure.
So you missed out. So you've got the prize, the ultimate afternoon tea at Crown.
Yes, you're going to be joining a renowned chef, Peter Kuravita, at Epicurean and then a relaxing overnight stay at Crown Towers this Sunday.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, you're going to the big sold-out soiree. Well done.
I have to have the time off work.
Yeah. No, you organise that and we'll organise a name for you.
Oh, you're lovely. Thank you so much, guys. Looking forward to it.
You too.
We've definitely won this. You can have the high tea. We're naming the kid for life.
We're naming the kid.
Blaze Matthew Mallon.
Oh.
Nah, doesn't work.
Blaze Damien.
Hey, Blaze Damien. I like Bryce.
Blaze, he is a super. Let's go, Bryce.
Hey, Damien.
Cotton.
Yeah.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber. Talking basketball with Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
It is the business end of things. We are almost there. Grand final, playoff time, and the Mighty Cats against Melbourne United. Damien Martin, good to see you, mate.
Good. It's good to be in here. I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve. One more sleep until the big exciting day.
Yeah, the day before the grand final starts. That must be a very intense feeling.
It is. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play it in a few, but someone like a Reece Vague, who's one of our youngest guys, you know, grew up in Perth, idolising the Wildcats. I don't think he slept in 2 weeks.
No.
So he is ready to go, but I can't wait to get on the court. And that sheer enthusiasm is contagious.
Well, speaking of sleep, Trevor Gleeson, the coach, has said he sleeps 3 or 4 nights, 3 or 4 hours a night and has to end up on the the couch. You know, like, that's a worry, isn't it?
That doesn't surprise me. And with our poor attempts at playoff bids, anyone that's seen Trevor lately, so you're not allowed to shave the second you qualify for
the
finals.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So most people would actually think that Trevor's been sleeping out on the road, on the street somewhere, because he looks homeless. He needs to have a scrub up.
Well, it's been a wonderful season, of course, and we hope it ends on an absolute high. But I'm just reading about your two imports, Bryce Cotton and Tarico White, that there's some thought that they get on so well that maybe they're related and maybe distantly they are.
It's brilliant. You know, Tarico came out here. He was playing in South Korean Basketball League last year, had a great season. You know, Bryce was obviously here in the Wildcats. The two guys didn't know each other, and then now they're best friends. So they can't be separated.
They're
not on the basketball court, they're at each other's house playing, you know, some type of 2K or whatever it might be online.
Yeah.
Mate, do you know anyone from the organisation who went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers the other night? Because I hear a little rumour.
They play it down as if, no, we're preparing for the grand final. And then all of a sudden, our assistant coach, Maddie Nielsen, said a few things about the concert. Then another guy piped up saying, it was pretty good, wasn't it? So I think a few of the guys may have attended, but I'm sure they'll see that they weren't jumping around. They're resting their legs.
Actually, I think the coach was there, to be honest.
Yeah, I think there was quite a few. But from what I hear, it was brilliant, so I don't blame him one bit.
No, and I can imagine you'd need to turn off.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you could spend 24/7 just, you know, playing the game over and over in your head.
You're mentally fatigued before the ball's even been tipped off. Yeah. And that's one of the things that having two girls will do for me is good or bad training session, win or lose on a Friday night. You go home and you're changing a nappy. So you do switch off. And then when it's ready to focus on basketball, you're fresh and ready to go. So no, I encourage everyone to have a hobby outside of basketball.
Yeah, you don't want to have a nightmare about Casper Ware, do you?
No, definitely
not. Is he a friendly ghost?
We'll soon find out from the performance he put on in the game against Sydney to qualify for the grand final. He does not seem like a friendly ghost. He was unbelievable. So I'll definitely start on him and see what I can do.
Both teams coming into this in hot form.
Yeah, definitely. Casper scored 17 points in the first quarter. And then the next quarter, I think Chris Goulding went for about 17 as well. Mm. So their backcourt, the guys, Bryce Cotton, myself, Clint Stein, or Tarico White will be guarding, are in their best form of the season. So we've got a huge task ahead of us.
Okay, well, so many stars, mate. You've got a mate there who's been, his fitness has been, sort of like on the borderline. Mm-hmm. He's had a calf injury. Tell us about Norton. Is he going to play?
I hope so. Nordo's trained really well this week. Yep. He's a lot younger than I am. I know that when I was coming back from a calf injury, I had to get through, I think it was 5 full days of training before they'd clear me. You know, I'm not sure if Nordo's got to the 5, but what he has done, he's done really well. And he's a lot younger. It's the first time he's torn his calf. Maybe I'm biased, but throw him out there. So
give us the jab, coach.
It's a career final, man.
Exactly. So, no, he definitely wants to play. It'll be up to the medical staff, but, you know, I'd be surprised if he's not out there.
Okay. Well, just when you think you're famous, you guys are famous. We had the pressure test this week and we asked for, was it 5 current Wildcats players, wasn't it?
Yes.
This is what the... This is what our answer was given by the person playing the pressure test.
We need you to list 5 current Perth Wildcats players. Go. Oh.
Whoops.
Matthew Knight.
James Ennis.
The nightmare.
So apologies to the person who was playing there, but I thought James Ennis was a beauty. At least he's doing well in the NBA.
That was actually my mum. She's got better things to do.
But don't you feel bad about that? Because Gary, the bloke we spoke to before, you're the celebrity that he's got in his phone.
He loved you.
Gary needs some more numbers in his phone, but actually I do know who Gary is. He's a great guy. That's funny. I hadn't heard that. But Matty Knight, you just made his day. I'll text him after this. The nightmare lives on.
Wicked, mate.
And before we go to break, because we've got something very special coming up, which is about naming babies after our show, which is weird. But Damien, you've got a mate called Andrew Bogut who's going back to the NBA for the end of the season.
Win NBL regular season MVP, bows out of the semifinals in straight sets, and then signs a contract with the Golden State Warriors, who are the favourites to win an NBA championship and would be his second with them. So, yeah, he's played it very well, old Bogues.
He's going to go make some space for Steph Curry.
As you do. Yeah, as you do. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Dale Alcock, part of the show this week, and building, renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock and his team.
I can imagine it must be such a great pleasure to renovate your home. And of course, with Dale Alcock, you can transform your lifestyle with their home improvements.
Absolutely. The Advantage Series, and we've talked about this for a while, under $200,000 from under $200,000 and over 20 grand's worth of bonus inclusions. You don't get much for nothing these days.
Good on you, Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with
Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Kimber's not feeling the best, so she's recuperating today. But from Nine News, Tracy Vogue. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Claire-Z, Matt. It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. And particularly with such a big news week for you, for the Nine Network particularly.
Yes.
Tell me about this case in Claremont.
Yeah, so we our crime reporter Jerry DeMassey broke this story two nights ago about these alleged attacks on about 20 or so men frequenting the avenue in Claremont.
Right.
And obviously a big number of victims there, potential victims, alleged victims. And so we broke that two nights ago. And last night, Jerry spoke to one of the victims, a 19-year-old. Really brave interview, I thought. Obviously very emotional interview. And still, I suppose, fearing for their lives because they didn't want to be identified.
Sure.
Yep. But yeah, that was that aired last night, along with a plea from police too. They did speak yesterday afternoon, and we asked them, you know, obviously what the investigation involves, and they have made a call out there for potential other victims in this case
To come forward.
Obviously, there might be a little bit of we heard from the victim in saying there might be a bit of a stigma for men, because majority of these potential alleged victims are male.
Yes.
And there might be a bit of stigma to come forward, a bit of shame, I suppose. Course.
Actually, Trace, here's a bit of what the victim had to say on Nine News.
There is such a stigma for guys to hide this sort of thing and to not come forward. But it is so important to realise that there is such a support network out there and this sort of thing is not okay.
Obviously, the voice has been altered there.
Absolutely. Again, to protect his identity. Mm. And that was an exclusive interview on Nine News last night. We are obviously doing another follow-up today with Jerry on the story again. We do know that there has been a person charged, a 41-year-old, and there was some alleged uncovering of dozens of video at this person's house. So obviously it is a bit of a legal minefield, and we need to be very careful of how we approach this story now. But again, police have made the call, so they want a call out for people out there to come forward if they feel like they've been victimized and in this case.
It's, I mean, obviously a terrible story, but it's undeniable that the location of the alleged incident is going to, you know, makes it feel more so.
Yes, well, Claire, you know, we know back then it was Club Bayview, and now it's the Avenue. And
mind you, that Avenue sign, I saw it on the news last night. I thought, that's looking a bit old.
'90s. But that's right. But it has been around for so long, this particular club, and of course Claremont in the headlines again for not very good reasons either, which is very sad because, you know, we don't want people feeling unsafe out there in the community. And but again, this is happening. So.
Yeah, well, this is what the police had to say on Nine News.
Our accused is targeting young vulnerable men between 18 and 35. As we can imagine, there's a degree of perhaps embarrassment or awkwardness to that. And that's why we stress, look, if you think that you're a victim, please come forward. Ring Crime Stoppers. We'll treat your information with discretion.
Yeah, I mean, that's all well and good, but you've got to watch your drinks while you're out too. Let's be honest.
That's absolutely true. When I was in Sydney, I had my drink spiked.
Did you?
Yes. So it was back, we're talking the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I just moved to Sydney, and 6 months in, I was out with a girlfriend in Darling Harbour, and my drink was spiked. Fortunately for me, I kind of knew what was going on. We knew who had spiked our drinks.
Really?
There are many, many other victims out there. The blokes were charged. They went to jail.
Did they?
Yes, they did. And I was very fortunate. They didn't do much to me, but the other victims, they suffered a lot of trauma. You can only imagine what happened to them.
Of course, you're just going for a night out to enjoy yourself.
That's it.
You're rendered helpless.
That's it. And you don't know what they're putting in your drinks either, which is the concern.
Yeah.
Because if you have a medical condition mixed in with potentially whatever they're putting in your drink, who knows what could happen to you.
Old
Mickey Finn, not good.
No.
Hey, Tracy, can you hang around? Because we've got Tracy goes with us from Nine News. We've got something fascinating coming up, because how do we sum this up, Matt? Someone yesterday said that to get a night at Crown, they would give us the rights to give at least a name their baby.
Was it Jodie?
Yes.
Good on you, Jody. I'm wow. Like, you're really trusting of
and setting the bar very. I mean,
I know, no pressure, guys. And also to Kimber, because she wants Kimber's name.
Isn't that funny? So Jody's going to join us after 8 o'clock this
fantastic.
Morning.
Fantastic.
So to sort of bring that up, because I thought you'd probably find that quite amusing.
Yes, absolutely.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
And there's lots of celebs have been in Perth lately with Eminem, and we had Jamie Oliver in here. Hugging a koala, which was pretty cool. British pop star Rita Ora is in town. She's playing a gig at Metros tonight. And some other Hollywood stars have been in the West or are still in WA.
So we were just interested in, you know, who we had in our phones. You know, we gathered numbers. And the best I could do was Guy Pearce, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, I'll come up with Tim Farris from NXS.
Tim Farris is brilliant. I went outside. I said to Captain Paul, who you got? He's scrolling through his phone.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, James Doohan. I said, who's that? James is that Doohan. Mick Doohan's brother or
who's
something?
James Doohan?
He was on Star Trek, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's pretty happy about that.
He used to sit behind Shatner, I think.
Oh, right. Oh,
there you go. Well done. Make sure you give him a call.
Oh, beam me up, Captain.
So we want to know who's the most famous celebrity you have in your phone, and who are we going to first?
Oh, Paul, you Klingon. Swamp you. G'day, Sharon.
You're a Klingon.
Hey, lads.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey guys, Kirby Bentley.
Kirby Bentley. Was she a hockey roo?
Kirby Bentley. Oh, excuse me, Clancy.
Sorry.
She's an AFLW woman's footballer. She plays in Fremantle.
Oh, my apologies.
And now she's gone to Carlton, mate. She used to play the Orioles as well.
Yeah.
She was an Orioles girl. Look, to me, she's the greatest celebrity I know. She's an inspiration to all the young people.
Good on her.
She's running the Kirby Bentley and Nicky Winmar Cup.
Okay,
So any young people want to get in there and get into their football, Kirby Bentley,
okay.
Number one lady in the world.
Well, that's what I didn't know because she left for her. She's not Ebony Antonio.
Yeah, she's dead to Claire's.
Oh,
but,
well.
I've got the purple and blue now, Carlton and Fremantle.
Oh, you have to go for both now because you love Kirby Bentley.
That's right, honey.
Good on you,
Sharon. Good on you, Sharon.
There you
okay,
go.
Kirby Bentley. Well, now I know. Let's go to Huntingdale. Mike, who's the most famous person you got in your phone, buddy?
Rodney Rude.
Oh, classic.
G'day, trendsetters.
Classic. How did you get that?
I used to do a lot of volunteer work for a charity.
Yep.
And he was one of our sponsors.
Okay.
This was back late 90s, so he's probably got a different number by now, but I ain't deleting that.
No way.
No, you've got to keep that in there. That's very impressive, especially in this forum.
And it's great, isn't it? Because you're hoping for a story. Oh, we had a crazy night out with each other. But, of course, usually it's just going to be, oh, yeah, I did a bit of work for him once.
Yeah.
No. We had a few big nights out.
Oh, okay. There you go. Excellent. A night out with the Rude star. Well done, Mike.
Roddy Rude's classic line. She was so ugly. Can't go there in 2019.
No.
Let's go to Luca. G'day, Clint.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Okay, everyone's boasting who's famous in their phone, even if the person wouldn't remember us if we called. But who's in yours?
I have Al McPherson's bodyguard.
Not a number. The bodyguard.
I got a bodyguard. I was in the service a few years ago when she came over to Perth to do a series of adverts.
She
lived in France and had a business in New Zealand. And I got lumbered with her ex-French Foreign Legion bodyguard for the day. And right. I think we got hammered one night a few years ago and tried to ring it, but it just went to nowhere. But, yeah, it was interesting to have his number for a while.
Yeah, Clint, is he the sort of guy that calls you at 3 a.m. from France or from North Africa somewhere where he's being a legionnaire, drunk, wanting to have a chat?
I think if he did, he'd be the type of person you should answer.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're
right.
Yeah. He might out you. Clint, that's beautiful, mate. Well, you're 2 degrees of separation from the body. Well done.
Exactly. Have a good
day. Good on you, mate.
Too,
thank you. Let's go to Canning Vale. Gary, who's the celebrity you've got in your phone?
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're good, mate. We're going pretty well today, I must admit.
Mate, mine, look, all the others just pale into total insignificance.
Ooh.
This guy's a superstar.
Who have you got?
Absolute hero, a legend in Perth. Absolute, what a magnificent man he is.
Yeah. Claire'sy?
Let's get serious, boys.
Yeah.
We're talking about Damo.
Damien Martin. It's hard to argue with you, Gary. He's a really great man, isn't he?
Yeah.
I got in touch with Damo last year, but through friends and contacts, one thing or another. And I wanted to do something really special for my grandson and my daughter's birthdays.
Yeah.
And spoke to Damo and said, look, any chance of you coming down and, you know, being at a birthday party for us? She thinks Damo's drop-dead gorgeous and, you know, walks on water.
Yeah.
And Damo says, absolutely, he says, and, oh, if you want, he said, Greg Hayer, who's, you know,
his best mate
with Damo,
yeah.
He was busy, so he brought the buddy with him.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
and,
that's great.
And Jess and Damo came and, well, I thought my daughter was going to faint.
That's beautiful. Mate, he's a sweetheart. He gives Hugh Jackman a run for the money as the sweetest guy in Australia.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Gary. Thanks for sharing, bud. And, Damien,
no, thank you.
Damo's coming in here next to talk about the Cats in the grand final, so yeah, we'll catch up with him shortly.
Absolutely. We'll be screaming our guts out tonight at the Jungle, mate.
Beautiful. Tomorrow night. Absolutely.
Good
thanks,
on
guys.
You, buddy.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
And we're taking the reins in Kimber's absence today, and Tracy Bowe is here as well.
Hey. We've got our very own expert, Ree the Experiment.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. I'm not really an expert.
Well, you are because
I'm just an avid viewer.
You do your own little Married Moments, is a show about Married at First Sight.
Married Moments about Married at First Sight on 9 Live Perth from 4 o'clock every day, and we dissect all the good bits of maths.
Good plug, Grace. Nice plug.
There were some good bits last night. I did watch it with my partner, T, and we were a bit riveted.
Yes.
Because Jess and Mick haven't been going well.
No. And you had Jess on yesterday morning, didn't you?
We did,
yeah.
Jess here, yeah.
And
absolutely.
She's tiny. I had no idea. TV makes you guys look bigger.
There you go.
And she, you know, she was very forthright with her opinions, wasn't she?
Yeah, this is a little bit from the show last night.
Look, you make me feel giddy and you make me feel like, just like, I'm like nervous around you, but like in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's such
I'll get that. I'll have that effect on sobriety sometimes.
No. And that's such a rare like feeling for me, that I never get this feeling. So yeah.
That's Jess talking to another person's husband.
And to another groom. Yes. So obviously, as you said, Matt, Jess and Mick haven't been doing well at all. They arrived at the dinner party last night separately.
Yep.
So Jess obviously was like, well, I'm not going to find love with Mick, so I'm going to find love with someone else. And it was pretty dramatic. A bit of scandal going on there.
Plenty to talk
about on the commitment ceremony on Sunday. But look, yes, she did hook up with Dan.
It was very high. I'm glad you used the term hook up because it was very high school.
It was very high school.
Let's escape
you just heard
from
it there.
The party.
I feel giddy.
And,
I feel giddy.
Go and have a big bash.
That's it. That's right. Let's go back at, you know, from a school ball. Let's go into the corner and just have a bit of a,
all right.
Matt
a bit of tongue hockey.
I just need to say, Matt, you've changed.
I know, Clarzy, you're not a fan of.
I hate the show. In 3 years, man, you've changed.
I'm fulfilling my contractual obligation.
Jeez, don't worry about you.
It's research. It's research, Clarzy.
First sight.
Okay. Now I'm realizing what I've done wrong in the past.
Look, Tracy Bowe's here. It's another special treat from our newsroom. Jen King. G'day, Jen.
Hello.
So you're a bit of a fan of Marvel stuff, right?
I am, yes. More of a fan of Marvel than maths.
Okay. So the new film is out today.
It is,
Captain
yes.
Marvel.
But you've seen it.
Yes, I had a sneak peek on Tuesday night.
So this is Brie Larson as the star, right?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Okay.
It's very good. I would say it's probably one of my favourites, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's set in the 90s, so lots of nostalgia. Yeah, great soundtrack, kind of similar to Guardians of the Galaxy, where that was very soundtrack focused.
Okay.
So this has like Hole and Nirvana and TLC.
Oh, sort of Blue Light Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Okay. Just
like
today.
With a rock edge.
Yeah.
So Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn, the Aussie Mendo's in it. Who's the bad guy? Is Mendo more of a bad guy? Is he menacing?
I feel like I can't say because it's a huge spoiler.
All right, no worries. Well, let's have a listen.
Oh, there's a twist.
Let's have a listen to the trailer then.
So you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain. I'm not what you think I am.
Oh, there you go. That was
She's
quick.
She's not.
Okay. Brie Larson. She is gorgeous. And so you give that a few stars, would you?
I would say 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice.
I highly recommend it.
Okay,
yeah,
like
but then I am a bit of a Marvel nerd.
You're biased.
Well, you've got to get in the newsroom, read some real news.
I do, yeah.
Real news.
Good work,
regain your credibility. Thanks, Jen King.
Thank you.
Just before we go, do have to mention that they've revealed the new Bachelor on 10.
Yeah, Tracy. The new
How
Bachelor
dare you
has...
Mention...
Sorry.
That's okay.
On Channel... Well, what is it? Yeah, I can't read that.
What channel?
But Channel 10 have released their Bachelor. His name's Matt Agnew. He's 31. And boy, oh boy.
Yeah, okay. I've never watched The Bachelor.
Okay,
right.
I'll admit that. I know I watch maths, but I just haven't gotten into it. But obviously I've seen the previous Bachelors, you know, through the news feeds. And
Reggie
the picture
did.
Of this, Matt, he looks quite delightful. He was raised a very nice fellow.
Yeah, raised in Perth and Adelaide, but he's basically an astrophysicist, so he's a little bit different to the honey badger.
Yes, he is. Just a teeny tiny bit.
But he looks very handsome, and he looks like someone who you could take home to mum, but is there a dark side?
Ooh.
That's right. Or is he too nice for something like this? This is, you know, it could go either way with this bachelor.
And I know that, you know, there's plenty of the ladies here in the office have said, oh, I love a smart guy. And I'm absolutely into that. But, you know, would it get boring occasionally when you want to not talk about whether Jupiter has a 13th moon or not?
And he just wants to know about Jess and Dan.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Okay, that'll be out later in the year?
Yeah, I think they're working on the pre-production. So the guy who's at Swinburne Uni for, you know, astrophysics.
Very interesting to see how he goes.
Yes.
And, it's good that they've gone with someone quite different, I think, you know, after all your other bachelors, what you've had.
Quite
Tim Robards. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fit guys. Yeah, I reckon.
But what if he's a smart guy and he takes off the suit and he's like completely ripped?
There you go. Well, I think all the ladies would be happy.
Yeah. True, absolutely. That is what we call a comprehensive juice. Update this morning.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. Yeah. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Hey, this is an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Imagine doing this at home. I don't know how big your backyard is, but a bloke called Michael in the Czech Republic, he has, well, unfortunately, I have to say he had two lions in his backyard.
Oh, dear.
A 9-year-old, you know, lion and a lioness that he'd got to try and do his own personal breeding program in his backyard.
A little bit tricky.
Now, there's been a lot of sort of to-ing and fro-ing with government officials going, you can't really keep lions, but in the Czech Republic, they don't have anywhere to take them.
Right.
So they've sort of kind of let him go.
Shortage of zoos.
He made headlines last year when a cyclist collided with his lioness while he...
Right. Okay.
It's all true. While he was taking her for a walk.
You are
on a leash. No, I'm not.
Wow.
Which was later deemed a traffic incident. So, the Czech version of Captain Paul would have been, you know, like a lioness. Anyway, he's gone and been eaten.
Right. Oh,
he's gone and been eaten by his own lion.
Oh, no. The lion's not the only one sleeping tonight.
He's not. So, you know, kids... If you find a lion, call the relevant authorities. You shouldn't have them at home.
Or get a new lead.
Oh,
not good. Look, while that's happening, over in southern India, an update there where 40-year-old Arun Panicker, I think Panicker's a great name.
Yeah, is he still panicking?
He's still panicking because his elephant, well, he got a bit of elephant karma. He was washing his pet elephant on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, in an attempt to make the huge creature lie down so that it could, he wanted to reach the back of the elephant.
Yes.
So it was walking nice and slow. Yep, he was seen on surveillance video by the neighbours repeatedly striking the elephant with a stick.
I've seen them do that. They tap. Yep.
Yeah, he was tapping a little bit too vigorously. Suddenly he slipped. He fell over under the elephant. And you know what happened next.
Has he joined Michael?
He's joined Michael because Ron is well and truly squished.
Oh, dear.
It's not a pleasant story, is it?
Wow. I mean, I feel like we need to do some sort of community announcement.
Should we do a disclaimer of some kind or just to...
The number of animals that should be kept in a zoo that will kill you if you sit on them or get eaten by them.
Always remember, elephants never forget, especially that one we just talked about. You've got to be so careful, don't you?
You do. Sorry we're laughing, Michael and Mr. Panicker. Rest in peace.
Yeah, well and truly, Panicker. You can add to the list of dangerous animals, pet lions, obviously, the guy next door with a pet python, and that bloke with the Dalmatian. That's so 80s.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Well, not just... You know, our favourite day of the week here at the station, Blue Light Thursday. But Claire, and I have to defer to you on this one.
Yeah, man.
This will mean something to you. Today is National Breakfast Cereal Day.
Had 3 Wheat Bix already this morning.
I know you did.
I'm a little obsessed with my cereal.
I used to be as a kid. Certainly would have my hot Wheat Bix in winter. You know, Mum would or Bupcha would heat up the milk and you put it on.
Oh, really?
I used to love that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But I don't do the cereal thing anymore.
Okay. I'm obsessed and I have to keep changing constantly. So I had 3 Wheat Bix this morning. Tomorrow I'll have some cornflakes with a bit of sugar on top.
Oh, really?
And generally I'll be eating muesli these days. But Mum used to say, I think every 3 or 4 days I'd go through a box of Wheat Bix. yes. or Wheaties, right? I used to eat Wheaties as a kid.
Yeah.
And mum, which feels old fashioned to eat Wheaties, but mum used to go, you boys will eat me out of house and home, because we would eat it for breakfast, say three bowls, and then one or two after school, and then at night before bed.
Well, you know what? In this day and age, I bet there's a lot worse you could do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fibre.
But it is a lot of fibre, and I'm sure you boys were using the little room quite frequently.
Yeah, you know that little house in Hammersley with little man on the toilet? Yeah, three in one.
But I wonder if people are still eating cereal. Well, they certainly are. Apparently, 2.5 kilograms per person per year.
Yeah.
You know, that's been spiked up because of you.
Probably about half of that.
But people are going all sort of, you know, gourmet, aren't they? And putting olive oil, Vegemite, and vegetables on their cereal rather than milk.
Can't go there. I mean, you know, people will do the Bircham usually, or they'll get a bit fancy and they'll be at a cafe on a Saturday morning having something a bit flash with some yogurt in it, that kind of thing.
Do you go full cream milk?
No, I'll go the high-low, but I used to go those six or seven bowls a day. I used to do full cream milk as a kid.
Oh, you've got lovely bones.
I've got incredible calcium levels. It was amazing.
I mean, I've seen people put orange juice on them, you know, if milk's not your thing, but I mean, I consume olive oil by the bucket load, but imagine it on my cocoa.
You ever done the fruit thing? Because mum used to slice up bananas. I used to go, why are you having a banana on your Weet-Bix?
Banana on cold Weet-Bix, no problem.
Right.
Fruit combined with anything warm, get it away
not
from
good.
Me.
No. How about the kids that rolled up to school and they just have dry Weet-Bix in their lunchbox? You ever try that?
Lucky. Look shitty. Look shitty.
It's like having a Sayo and blowing up a balloon, isn't it?
You think that's tough?
I walk 40 miles.
A lick beats the moon.
What?
Hey?
Walk 40 miles and lick bitumen?
On bitumen.
Yeah, lick bitumen.
Lick bitumen. Kids, this is what happens when you don't have your cereal in the morning.
You need to get a bit of fibre going there.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.